listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. The iconic Morris Bakery in Narracourt has been sold after its sudden closure in February. While its future remains uncertain, Malseeds Real Estate claims the new owners will start operating in a couple of months' time. Meantime, the Adelaide Advertiser is reporting that the bakery was forced to close after an employee allegedly embezzled up to $350,000 from the business. South Australia Police has revealed the data from their recent statewide road safety blitz. The operation took place over Gaveround, with 908 speeding offences detected, 49 drink drivers detected, and 60 drivers testing positive for drug driving. With school holidays ending in Victoria this weekend and beginning in South Australia, drivers are once again being reminded to take care as they head out on the region's roads. And while it's important to stick to the road rules, the RAA's Charles Mountain says it's also vital to keep your car in good nick.
The things that probably haven't had a lot of attention for a while are tyres. So ensuring that you've got at least the minimum 1.5 millimetres of tread depth across the whole width of the tyre. If the tyre bars are starting to show, then it's really time to get those tyres replaced.
Blue Lake Sports Park will play host to the Access Employment Limestone Cup this weekend. The competition gives athletes with a disability the chance to demonstrate their soccer skills and comes after the success of the previous event in 2019. Limestone Coast All Ability coach Keith Sealer says it's great to have this competition at a local level.
Athletes do travel, yes, and they do achieve high accolades within their sports and do get to travel. But you've got to look on the other side of the coin that lots of athletes just don't travel very far for many reasons. And so by having it local, it just opens the doors for so many more to be able to have access to it.
The first games kick off at 10 a.m. tomorrow.